Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's get the skinny from Ray Fittipaldo, top Steelers insider, Post Gazette. Ray, where are we with this right now?
Well, Tony, there's no funny business going on with the injury report today. It was a scheduled Veterans Day off. And I understand, usually the vet's day off is Wednesday and those guys practice Thursday, Friday, but it's not always that way. Sometimes it could be Wednesday, sometimes it could be Thursday. Mm-hmm. Alarm bells would go off tomorrow if he's not out there for Friday's practice. Obviously, the final practice before Sunday. So I wouldn't make a big deal out of his non-participation today, but you are right. I mean, he could have put this fire out a long time ago. He hasn't talked since August 11th. It's now 24 days since he's answered questions from reporters. And as you mentioned, he kind of left it out there on Tuesday on his podcast that, he still could hold out. So at this point, it's starting to become a distraction. We'll see if he addresses it tomorrow. If he doesn't, you better play well on Sunday, and the Steelers better win. I'll just put it that way.
So, Ray, do you even take it as a possibility that his silence might lead into eventually he doesn't play Sunday, or do you think that's off the table completely as an option for him?
No, listen, if he doesn't talk tomorrow, Chris, I wouldn't say that has anything to do with his decision to play on Sunday. I have such a hard time going in going into the locker room, going into the interview room, and hearing what Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, and Alex Highsmith and many others had to say this week. None of them believe he's going to hold out. They all believe he's going to be in the lineup. So it just seems at this point, what is the end game for Cam? What is he trying to get out of this? Is he just wanting to push the deadline to see if the Steelers budged, even though they haven't budged for 7 months now? I don't know. It seems like a lost cause at this point, and I don't know where the off-ramp is for Cam if the Steelers don't do anything with that contract.
What do you think? I was just going to say on that point, what do you think is the percentage chance he gets a raise between now and kickoff Sunday?
It doesn't seem great at this point. I mean, I think it probably would have been done by now. The only thing that can change that is maybe if the Steelers – really, truly don't want a big distraction, and they see it going in that direction. Maybe they'll float a million or two out there from next year's bonus just to make him a little bit happier, and just get him on the field. But, I mean, as I wrote in my story today, they've had players who have sat out entire seasons, and the Steelers are willing to play hardball. That's never an issue for them when it comes to contracts. Even Franco Harris back in 1984, a little bit different situation. That wasn't a holdout. It was a holdout in training camp, not a holdout into the season. And then, they released him. So it's the Steelers don't have any issues playing hardball. And it seems like they haven't budged for 7 months now. So I don't know why it's going to change in the next 2 days.
Ray, do you think that the Steelers, because of the nature of what happened here, where Hayward signed the deal and immediately after 1 year is asking for more money to be fronted, even with his stature within the organization and the way he's perceived, are more angry, I know anger is maybe not the right word, it's all business, et cetera, but are more apt to not give him what he wants because of how soon he's asking for it, because it's not a year left on his contract. It's not that kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to set a precedent, right? They never want to do that. But the other part of this equation, Chris, is this hasn't been done behind closed doors. It was for the first 6 months, but you could really tell there's some lingering hard feelings. Cam put it out there in that interview up at La Trobe at St. Vincent. that the Steelers wanted him to take a pay cut in 2023 after he had those core muscle surgeries and wasn't the player he was the year before. So there's some dirty laundry being aired. You know, Cam's trying to get his side of the story out. You know, the Steelers don't want to set that precedent and redo contract. It's understandable from both sides. I mean, there's no doubt that Cam Hayward outperformed that contract, but what I always go back to is he never should have signed a three-year contract. If he felt that strongly about it, he should have signed a one-year prove-it deal, and then he wouldn't be in this situation.
Ray, the big focus for this game against the Jets is the same thing that undid the Steelers in last year's playoffs. They couldn't stop the run. They got exposed. They gave up a record-setting amount of rushing yards for them. And now here comes the Jets with a runner in Justin Fields, who they obviously know. And that's going to be this team's bread and butter they're going to face on Sunday. So let's go with that. How confident are we that the Steelers are going to completely shut down the Jets' run game on Sunday?
I don't know if they'll completely shut it down, but if they could shut it down to the point where Justin Fields has to beat them with his arm, I think they're going to be in pretty good shape. I mean, I think...
Who's the key to making sure he doesn't beat them with their legs, Ray? Who's the guy on defense you got to circle and say it's going to be his job to make sure Fields doesn't go for big plays?
You know, I would say Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson. You know, I don't think they're going to spy him. I could be wrong, but you got two pretty good athletes out there who can run sideline to sideline. But, you know, in the end, they're going to have to read their keys. They're going to have to be in their gaps. And if they do that, you know, theoretically, Justin Fields on design runs or scrambles, that shouldn't be a big issue. But it was a big issue against the Ravens last year. They were out of position. There was issues with communication. This defense hasn't played together a lot in the preseason. So until they answer those questions, we're really not going to know. But I don't really view the Jets in the same light as I do that Ravens team. They don't have anyone like Derrick Henry. Got a couple of good backs. No one like Derrick Henry. And Justin Fields really is Lamar Jackson, light. So,
Ray, what are the chances that we see a Steelers passing game that looks appreciably different than what we've seen for the past couple of seasons, let's say?
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, they're excited that it could be different. You know, the tight ends, you know, you guys heard what Aaron Rodgers said about the tight ends.
Yep.
Sounds like they're finally going to use those guys. So I think that potentially is going to be probably the biggest difference in this passing game. You know, they're really excited about Roman Wilson's camp. You know, Calvin Austin is healthy now, so I don't expect it to be a prolific passing offense, but I will say this. If DK Metcalf can stay healthy, and can stay healthy for most of the season, I think it has a chance to be a decent passing offense just because of what I mentioned. They're pretty deep at tight end, and they got a lot of different guys that they can move around and have some success with.
Ray, do you believe that the Steelers are going to be able to line up and run the ball effectively and successfully against the Jets?
I have no idea. Didn't look great.
Well, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I know. It didn't look great in practice. Preseason is so hard to tell. I mean, they're going up against backups. You know, other teams aren't playing their best players. The answer, Pony, is I don't know, but to your point, they better be because they have the defense. You got the quarterback, and they should be able to throw it around a little bit better, but you don't want to put the entire season on a 41-year-old quarterback. You want to be able to run the ball, and this is a huge year for this offensive line. They've invested a lot of their resources in the draft in these guys the last couple of years. They invested a draft pick in a running back this year. So, yeah, it's got to be better than it has been, but I'm still a little bit skeptical here as we get ready for the opener.
Better chance Broderick Jones is, let's say, 6 weeks into the season, Ray, that we're all pleasantly surprised that he's playing well at left tackle, or that what people feared might be a problem with him turns out to be exactly that?
No, I think there's a chance that we could all be pleasantly surprised. You know, after that first week of camp, I thought it was kind of quiet. There weren't really any big breakdowns in the preseason games. And the offensive line actually played quite a bit. I mean, he kept them out there, you know, deep into the second quarter in a couple of those games. So those guys got plenty of snaps. Again, the competition, we don't really know what it was. But, yeah, I think for the most part, I think if I had to say right now, I think it won't be a disaster at the midway point of the season. It'll actually be a little bit better than it was last year.
Ray, who wins Sunday? What's the score, and who's the standout player for Steelers-Jets?
I'm going to go Steelers 13, Jets 9. And I'm going to go Peyton Wilson has a big game.
Oh, my God.
Is Pat McAfee going to miss two short field goals,
13
too?
13-9. Good God.
Oh, ugly geez. Football in September.
Ugh. All right, Ray. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. See ya.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.